Run the llama, you cannot remove a member. How many members is your chibimba? Then I need your physical meat. You charge a boss, I'm a member. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, I just got better. Saving in a shop, I just got better. Now FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Kamwala Wada Councillor rejected plans by ZESCO to relocate charcoal traders from the ZESCO well-leaf in Mississippi compounds to Kamwala. In Africa News, Ruto unveils ambitious plans despite protests and data concerns. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Kamwala Wada Councillor Mainda Smata and concerned Kamwala residents have rejected the plan by ZESCO to relocate over 2,000 charcoal traders being displaced from the ZESCO well-leaf in Nkoloma Ward of Mississippi Compound to the ZESCO well-leaf on the Kamwala Ward side. Mr. Smata wondered if ZESCO, by exporting problems to the Kamwala side of the well-leaf, had forgotten and abandoned its own policy and program of acquiring the ZESCO well-leaf to ensure that nobody traded under the power lines. He adds that ZESCO did not consult the Lusaka City Council on the move to relocate the charcoal traders, which was a violation of ward boundaries and violation of the right to peace and quiet enjoyed by residents of Kamwala. Mr. Asimata has accused ZESCO of wanting to bring a crime under confusion to their doorsteps and has pledged not to allow it. He said the move had a serious security and health implications, adding that the Malasha traders will not just move with their bags of charcoal, but that the junkies and Kachaso breweries who thrive on them will also follow. Mr. Smatacha that he would deliver a written petition to the ZESCO managing director on Monday with 1,000 signatures to oppose this move. Some Lusaka residents have expressed a disappointment over the lack of active participation by young people in activities that contribute to the development of the country. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents say many youths today seem more interested in entertainment and social media trends than in community projects, entrepreneurship or civic engagement. The residents said it is worrying to see youths who make up the majority of Zambia's population not taking advantage of various empowerment and skills development programs initiated by government and other stakeholders.
For a country to develop, it needs the manpower. It needs the youth generation to be active in the things which can develop the country. It is better to stop those people who does that brew and save the majority and the morals of the nation. And like killing the majority youth. So those people are normal. They can still find something else to do which can bring better money.
The problem is unemployment, poverty and illiteracy in our country. I would say that's where it all starts from. He says it's the alcohol. I don't think that's the only illegal things going on because of the state of the nation. It's much more than that.
Some residents of Muflila's Akwacha Ward are calling on the relevant authorities to swiftly intervene in rehabilitating a water pump that was reportedly stolen by unknown individuals. According to residents, the borehole pump functioned for less than 48 hours before it stopped working, prompting them to investigate, only to discover that the pump had been removed. Concerned residents Kawita Morris and Peter Msonda say they are grappling with water shortages and sourcing water from Makole Primary School and other nearby areas. And efforts to get a comment from the area councillor proved futile by broadcast time.
I said, I put some kind of problem. Quanto a chocolate bomb, Paul, Silvera, Kumavara, so to the chula, so to the bomb, so that you are Michel Kumquaibo, to let the Papa Michel, I'm sure you know, I want to go to the Kuaka, put in a paper to Italy.
Hello, listening of fire coffee, Chapuati, Babu Kishapo, Yambo Kubombo, Kuchi, Fidavarisa. Kaliwa si laini hapo wale bombe la pamu hapo wale itapamesh kaliwa malaini ya ingi
kwa pambu yani kwa suwa kwa kambo kwa kama kwa ya kutule wongja kaya apala wako na presha hili kula bachi kula boku chimpulunga nya wale ruwa wale skachani so kila kule sirwa.
Development expert Wesley Mianda has a call for a thorough investigation into the recent fire incidents that have been recorded, especially on the Copper Belt province. Mr. Mianda has a charge that the situation is similar to what transpired during the run-up to the 2021 general elections. He has indicated that a thorough investigation is the only way of finding out whether the fires are natural or sabotage. Mr. Mianda has expressed worry that despite of the many incidents happening, they have not been investigated as they should.
It's like it's a trend now, because even during, you know, going to our 2021 general election, we used to have a lot of sites where markets were gutted, you know, a lot of places, some of the residential areas, the residents, the people's residents were gutted, fire. And looking at what is happening now, I think there's need for this government to see how best this can be looked into, because these are stress matters. You know, when you talk of these are the places where people are trying to do some business just to make their income.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, itubezi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today? Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene jalandira, ife, the Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Lumanda, 170. 50 kg Kalembula, 140. 50 kg Repu, 140. 50 kg Chihuahua, 100 Squacha. 50 kg Ondwe, 200. 50 kg Impwa, 550. 50 kg Chinese, 100 Squacha. 50 kg Delele, 350. 50 kg Big Mango, 200. Mseke Small Mango, 200. Mseke Masuku, 450. Bokosi ya tomato, 180. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 80 kwacha. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 130. Kuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 80 kwacha. Meda impwa, 60 kwacha. Meda green beans, 65 kwacha. Meda kapenta, 350. Meda Binzi 220. Meda